Well, now it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills for her first book review of 2022. So welcome, Margaret. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Scott, and to everyone. Thank you.
It seems a long time since the New Year, but I think we've got to say.
Yeah, we have.
Now, as we're in the depths of winter, you've chosen a rather spooky offering that's perhaps ideal for reading curled up beside a bright flame of the warm, crackling fire. If you have one, but you're more likely to be up against a radiator. But anyway, tell me more about this book.
Absolutely, definitely one for the winter time. And I think the compilers of this book would agree with that, because it's very much aimed at the wintertime market, people reading it this time of the year. And a lot of the stories take place at Christmas.
Oh, right.
So it fits in. It's called The Haunting Season. Mm-hmm. And the main name on the front cover is a lady called Bridget Collins, who I understand originally trained as an actress.
Oh, right.
At the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Art. And then when she'd graduated, started to write fiction. But what it is, it's a compilation of Bridget and seven other apparently very well-known authors of this genre. It's not a genre I read a lot of, so it was a bit of a change for me.
Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it, yes. I mean, I personally like compilations. Right. Rather than one
book.
Yeah, because I think hopefully there should be a story in there that appeals to everyone.
Right.
And, you know, I'd pick out three in particular that I thought were excellent.
Right.
One's called Confinement. One's got the strange name of Lily Wilt, which is, you know, a person.
Right.
And The Chillingham Chair, which uses the unusual premise of a haunted wheelchair.
Oh, crikey.
Yeah, very good. The weakest one for me was The Eel Singers About the Fens.
The Eel Singers?
Eel, yes, as right. in jellied eel.
Right.
But having said that, I found them all a rattling good read for a winter's evening. And if you are particularly into this genre, then I think people will enjoy it.
Now, the tales are set in some pretty wild places. I didn't know about the wheelchair, but Covent Garden Market, moors in Yorkshire, and
yeah.
a country estate.
Yes. Yeah, indeed. Well, I think with the country estate, ideal for this yeah. sort of story.
Yeah.
But yes, they're what I would call definitely the more old-fashioned ghost stories and stories of the right. supernatural. I don't know whether we're meant to call them ghost stories these days, but stories of the supernatural.
Can you upset ghost politically?
Could be. Could be. I don't want to do that.
The spirit of the thing.
Oh.
Sorry.
Dear. Yeah. Well, moving swiftly on.
I think we need to.
Yes, they build up the tension gradually. There's a lot of atmosphere built up.
Right.
It's not a sudden happening that sort of knocks you backwards.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, wasn't looking out for that.
Yeah.
It's the tension is ratcheted up gradually.
But you're talking about individually.
Oh, yeah. Individually. That's right. I mean, you certainly could argue that the spookier ones are left to the end.
Right.
But, you know, I've seen some comments to that effect, but I must say that didn't occur to me when I was reading through.
I suppose it depends what you think spooky.
Absolutely. It is subjective, as with a lot of other things. But, yeah, there are some good stories, certainly stories on there that I thought used an unusual premise.
Right. Well, particularly like a haunted wheelchair.
Exactly. Or somebody giving birth being haunted.
Right.
So, you know.
I assume that's confinement.
Confinement, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely right. So, you know, there are, it's not, oh, well, the creaking door and yeah, somebody jumped, you know, a ghost jumps out from behind or whatever. So, and as I said earlier, it's not all about the stately home premise.
Right.
Where people say, oh, you know, this is going to be another thing of something haunting an old house.
Yeah.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
Now, what I've seen, the reviews have been generally all very positive. You've obviously felt this worked well as a collection.
I did. I mean, I thought it was a very good collection of stories, and I speak as somebody who doesn't read that genre much, so it was a change for me as well, but it kept me interested.
Were you sufficiently spooked by them?
A couple, yes. I you know, with some shit, I wasn't expecting that. Yeah, the hairs going up on the back of your neck. They are a bit like that. And I think what they reminded me of a bit was the mid-19th century sensation fiction. People like Wilkie Collins, the sort of books that he wrote, The Woman in White.
Right.
And Mary Braddon and people like that who wrote this stuff that sort of keeps you there on the edge of your seat. And they put me very much in mind that of that type of story outline, if you like. But yeah, I wouldn't say all of them had me on the edge of my seat, but certainly a couple of them did.
So who do you think this book would most appeal to? And let's have your marks out of 10.
Well, anyone who likes that genre.
Yeah.
Definitely. I would say. But I would say to people who like me, it isn't normally part and parcel of your reading. Give it a go. Don't wait too long.
Don't
wait till we're in the spring. You know, do it now. Just give it a try, because there are some, you know, good stories there.
Okay, remind us of the details, if you will.
It's a book called The Haunting Season, and the main name on the cover is Bridget Collins, although there are seven other authors who have contributed.
And it's available in paperback, hardback, Kindle?
It is available in paperback, certainly, and hardback. And
Kindle as well?
Yes, Kindle as well, as far as I'm aware.
You can get it anywhere.
Anywhere. And the paperback, round about, I've seen it for £10, £10.38, and so on.
So, have you chosen a title for next month yet?
Yes, I have.
Right, go on then.
Again, it's a bit of a personal thing coming in here, because I'm really interested in Agatha Christie, her life story, and particularly this period in her life where she suddenly disappeared.
Yeah.
For a period, 1926. Uh-huh. I've heard on the grapevine, I have to keep my sources secret, that there is a new biography of Agatha Christie coming out later this year. Mm. Well, maybe imminent, actually, with any luck. And so I wanted to refresh my memory by reading a previous biography. So this is a four-year-old, nearly five-year-old work, 2017. Uh-huh. It's simply called Agatha Christie, a Biography, by a lady called Jane Morgan.
And does that go into her disappearance as well?
It absolutely covers the whole of her life. Yeah. So, you know, the problems in her marriage, and did they cause the disappearance, or was there some other reason? Lots of people believe it was just a publicity stunt from start to finish. But, you know, like everything else, you read the book, you make up your own mind.
Fair enough. All right, we look forward to that. We'll fix a time for you to come in and talk about that one.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.